Wiz Khalifa's See You Again is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week, and hip-hop and rap frequently crown the pop charts these days, but in the 90s, that was rare. In fact, before 1991, it had never happened. That was the year hip-hop and rap officially entered the mainstream and changed pop music permanently, at least according to a new analysis. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic is here to explain. Hi there, Derek.
Hello.
So, Derek, first of all, tell us more about this research in the journal Royal Society Open Science. Who are they and what did they find?
So these UK researchers, they studied the chord structure and the timbral qualities, that is, the sounds, of 17,000 songs in the last half century, since 1960. And they looked at periods of dramatic changes when the type of chord structures and the type of sounds began to shift dramatically. And they found that 1991 was the most significant revolution in the history of pop music, larger than the rise of drum machines in the early 1980s, larger than the British invasion in the mid-1960s. It was 1991 when pop music changed the most.
Oh, 1991. Okay, my sophomore year in high school. I'm glad to know that I can barely remember that. But here is the song in June of 1991. That's when this particular album was on top of the Billboard 200. We've got a song from it. Let's listen. Shiny. So that, of course, is Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. from their album Out of Time, and it is definitely taking me back to high school. But that was in June. Later that month, June 22nd of 1991, that seismic shift that you're talking about, Derek, because the album that took the number one spot on the Billboard 200 was from N.W.A. When the cops came, they gave a fake name because the life in the streets is just a head game. So therefore, to make more, a 15-year-old black kid will go and rob a liquor store. All right, so that's the rap group N.W.A. They took the top slot on the Billboard 200 on June 22nd. The album has a name that we can't really say because it's not radio-friendly, but N.W.A. with Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and others, hugely influential band. So what happened there in the end of June?
Well, this was the first time ever that a rap group claimed the top spot on the Billboard 200. And what happened was Billboard had, for the previous few decades, determined the most popular songs, the most popular albums in the country by essentially asking record store owners and radio DJs what was hot that moment. But these record store owners and radio DJs would lie for various reasons. Sometimes they were paid by the labels to lie through payola. And so what happened in 1991 is that Billboard started using something called SoundScan, which measured the actual albums that were being sold, the point of sale data. And around the same time, they started measuring what sort of songs were actually playing on the radio. And it turned out that when you paid attention to what people were actually buying and actually listening to, it was a lot more hip hop, a lot more rap, and a lot more country.
So this is really interesting, Derek, because this album from N.W.A. in 1991, it wasn't their first studio release. Their debut release, Straight Outta Compton, was 1988. And I went back and just listened to the album. It's a great album, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember it opens with the lines, "You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge." But actually, back in 88, that album went double platinum. So it makes you wonder that if Billboard had actually done this new statistical analysis even a few years earlier, if they might have seen the shift happen a little earlier.
That's exactly right. So Billboard could figure out what albums were selling over a long enough period of time. But the Billboard Hot 100 is about the moment. And at the moment, they weren't using point-of-sales data. They were using these interviews with record store owners and DJs that were often under the thumb of the labels.
Right.
So suddenly, when you switch to statistics, it turned out that not only were they listening, were they buying much more hip-hop, much more rap, but they were also listening to these songs for longer periods of time. And so the hits didn't just become more hip-hop heavy, they also became more enduring, more lasting.
Oh, interesting. And just another note on Straight Outta Compton, again, from 1988, a couple years before Billboard makes its change, it goes double platinum with virtually no radio play at all. So again, sort of the stuff was happening under the radar before Billboard decided to change its methodology. But, you know, we opened with this interesting question of, like, why is this the most important cultural shift in American pop music history? Is there a statistical analysis of that? I mean, that
there
seems
is.
More of a meta question.
Right. What's happened, I think, these music researchers helped to show, is that this music revolution in 1991 did not dissipate, but rather rap and hip-hop began to influence other genres and become intertwined with them. And that's why it's been such an enduring style of music.
Well, Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.